What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's all three of us back today rambling. It feels like it's been forever.
It has been forever.
It has, because of our recording schedule. Yeah, it feels like it's been forever for us. Guys, I have dandruff. Like really, really effing bad. What in the F?
Well, I feel like it's this winter. Isn't that like so? Yeah. Don't we all like have like really dry scalp?
Yeah, I have very much. I could shake like a freaking Head and Shoulders commercial right now.
I could absolutely do that too.
Wait, you guys, that reminds me. I told you, right, about that guy that I called that in school, and I still feel so guilty over
it. No. Oh, no.
There was a guy that sat
in
front of and everyone joked that he had like no neck, and I called him Head and Shoulders.
I thought you were going to say he wore black shirts and he had flakes all over the shoulders.
He literally just like so mean.
Was there an episode of Full House where Jesse had dandruff and it was like the end of his world, or was it something else that he had?
Lice or dandruff?
No, dandruff. Remember, really? Or was it a gray
that
hair?
Like a really
or did
he funny
lose a
plot?
Hair or something?
I remember him dyeing his hair. He had gray hair and he dyed his hair.
He had a gray hair.
Yeah.
A gray hair. Wow. That was the messaging we got in the 90s. A whole sitcom plot nightmare around a gray hair.
I feel like I really need to watch Full House lately, because it's just the thought of it is really comforting me. Like every time it gets brought up, I'm like, that just sounds like something that I need in my soul right now.
I wish I was like into older it as years. Much as you guys. I wish I was into it as much as you guys were. It didn't like bring me that warmth feeling.
Oh my gosh.
I think it like stressed me out kind of.
My child just burst into the door because now he can turn knobs.
Oh God.
Hi,
wait, that's crazy.
And now he's like, a microphone. Well, speaking of watching things, guys.
She's right where I was
four months ago. We'll talk about that in a second.
What do you mean, but pulling gray hairs out?
No, I'm not pulling gray hairs out. I'm like literally pulling flakes out right now. Okay, but I know that's really disgusting to you, so I'm not going to do that anymore. But I did want to say this. And I think I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You know why? Because I forget things. And I don't know if it was on my list and we ever talked about it, or it was one of the things that I didn't put on my list, and then we never talked about it. But like, you think that they make Apple TV controls that small so you have to rebuy them?
Oh, do you keep losing yours?
Like they make them.
It's
why do they make
slippery.
Them so small?
Why
they're slippery?
That's the difference.
Oh, so we haven't talked about it.
Why do you guys say slippery like that?
Because
slippery.
We want to really emphasize slippery. That they're sliding all over your bed. They're sliding all over your couch. They were designed to be lost.
It is so true. Like when you think of the Apple TV remote in comparison to like the big plasticky. Like,
yeah.
First of all, they are super sleek, futuristic, very tech,
sure.
Like very in line with, you know, the whole Mac aesthetic, but it's true. It's like when it comes to TV remotes, we need that thing to look like a toy.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It needs to have like texture, okay?
They need texture. I want it to feel like a snake or something.
Yeah, no, I love buttons on like TV remotes, like how squishy they are. They're squishy.
Me too.
They are so easy to press the wrong button because they're all like flat, you know?
It's so true. I hate when you have to go around, you know, like the, what is that called? The wheel. Yeah. You have to go around and it's like you go too quick and you,
Well, you know that there's some, okay, some apps.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we even talked about this. The Apple TV, come on, you guys. We need to know why they designed them like this.
They need to design something
intentionally. Now, do you realize that different apps have different like rewind and fast forward?
Yeah.
Abilities, like some apps, I think it's like Hulu. I don't know. I don't want to call out Hulu.
Wait, don't you just like press down to pause and then move forward? Isn't that what it is?
Some of them are like, some of them are like forward times two. And then some of them you have to like do the round and round. And then like some of them.
Oh, I don't know. You're saying it's different on the Apple TV?
No, she's saying on different apps, like different streamers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Different streamers have different like fast forward features.
Yeah, like one, two, three, four. And then, or it's hold down. Stop.
Yes, exactly. One, two, three, four.
I don't like the 1, 2, 3, 4 because then you go over the four and then you're like back at one.
Wait, you guys are so fucking vigilant and observant. Like, I feel like I have to watch TV and I didn't even notice that they're different on different apps.
Oh no, it's Disney Plus. That's the worst.
Which one's how's Disney's?
Of course, when you're like panicking and they're screaming bloody murder, you just want it to
exactly.
be easy.
Yeah. It's like chaos.
Yeah.
What's and so you annoying just, to
you're going
me.
Too far back and you're going too, and then it's like, you can't stop. And then you press play and it's not, it's still going. You're like, ah,
I hate when, okay, I hate when I have people over my house and then I want to rewind like a scene because I was on my phone or being a dumbass or not paying attention or didn't understand. And then I rewind too far back. I get like this like mortifying embarrassment, like almost third
you have
grade
to watch
level
a scene
embarrassment.
Like a 1 minute scene over again.
Yeah. Like I feel like, what is this shame that I feel? And I'm like, oh, no, like everyone has to watch this all over for 1 minute because of me.
I feel like you're wasting people's time, Naz, and you're so such a little stickler about time. So like, everyone wants their minute back. It's okay.
It so you guys don't feel that way if you rewind.
No. Oh, I do. I feel like I'm wasting my own time and I get annoyed.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, but it's usually like if you do it in front of an audience, it's usually like, I don't even know what it is, where I'd be like, oh, you have to see this scene. Like, let me just show you this one part of like something show. And you're one, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, just
keep watching. Please keep watching. don't lose your attention span.
Yeah. I think also too, because there's some people that will just call you out, you know, and they'll be like, too far, you
way
know,
go,
or like, oh, right there, right there. And then you don't do it right. And you're like, fuck, I failed.
Yeah. A lot of the times it's like not on you though. It's because like the control or like because the app is just,
and then like it has a mind of its own. What you see on the screen isn't actually where it's stopping.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It goes back like 20 more seconds. Yeah.
What's also really where I get really stuck as opposed to the pause and forward like you guys do is taking the subtitle off. I feel like that's really different on every app.
Very different.
And I'm like, which one? Yes.
Hulu always wants their closed captionings on.
Do they?
And I'm like, how do I turn this off?
Are you
and
on my account?
Like, go to the website.
Are you on my account?
Am I?
Are you? Because mine are always on.
Because people want them.
So maybe I keep putting it on.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow Chris Corsini on socials?
Who is that?
Or TikTok? He's
I probably do, and I don't even realize.
He is so fabulous. He's like an astrologer. He's really blowing up. He's been big for a while, but I love following him. But he does sign language with everything he says. But you guys would love him because he just speaks to like our generation and younger, you know, and in astrology. He's like, he's like, Aries, bitch, like this is what you're doing or whatever, you know, like you need to stop doing this. But he does it like doing sign language and it looks so sick that like I want to learn. He makes me want to learn sign language.
I'm so sorry. I love him.
Oh, really?
Wait. Oh, my God. Andrea, tell us more. Can you explain to Lauren and Ashley how amazing he is? Because I feel like I have no words today.
You crushed it. He's incredible. I feel like I could listen to him and watch him talk about anything.
Oh, I got to follow him.
You have to.
You know, whenever there's like a sign language person, like during a speech or a song, I'm always looking at the person doing sign language. I'm never looking at the person giving
have
speech
because
it's so dynamic.
Talked about it's that that's so what dynamic. I studied before.
No.
Before I became an English teacher, I was studying to be a sign language interpreter. I used to be totally fluent.
Wait, you can
that's
speak
how I
sign language?
Him. I'm not fluent anymore, but I can get by for sure. That's, wait, I Andrea, found him through ASL cool. first.
If you feel comfortable, I would love for you to come on video and teach me one or two things because I really want to learn.
Okay, but you're
I know that
me...
this is thank you.
Yeah, if I if I get something wrong or don't know, I'm just going to edit it out. Just so
just teach the three of us like one or two. Yeah. Words.
This is such a visual thing, though.
Yeah, Patreon. So everyone has to
all
come
I
on our
know
Patreon.
Is the alphabet and uh-huh. and tiger and then lion. That's uh-huh. all I know.
Tiger is like kind of like pulling whiskers out. That's yeah. a good way to look at that. That's
bear.
So sick.
That's cool.
Bear. Yeah.
Bear's
what's
really
a good cute. One?
Bear. I just like that one.
Okay, so bear, looks like a bear is Andrea.
Like I just watched
a...
the. What is watch?
Wait, well, say well, what you're doing so people listening.
So if
don't...
you're saying watch, like, were you going to say you just watched The Bear, the TV show? Yeah. That's watch. So I'm making kind of like a C with my hand, but I'm turning it in front of my eyes and then pulling it forward. Watch.
Bear.
Oh, that's okay.
So I watched so The Bear.
Is The Bear? Do you need to say The?
So there's no, I'm going to be so annoying. We're going to end up cutting so it's much okay. of this. There
no. Are no, we're going to keep all of it.
There are no articles in ASL, like the, okay. a, an. So you
it's
would just.
Like nouns.
But. Because it's a TV show, you would probably actually fingerspell it, and then you would okay. include the, because it's
okay.
the title.
Oh, okay.
So you would probably whoa. Say, like, you would say, like, TV show I watched. What?
That's good.
Andrea, that's good so
that
cool.
you wouldn't normally use the, but you would do it in a title.
Wouldn't it be amazing okay. if we didn't use the just in general? If I was just like, watch bear.
Could you imagine? It'd be very efficient. And mom is, what, like, M? What is it? That's mom?
You put
Lauren,
here.
How
sorry.
Do you know so much ASL?
I took a, I
Lauren
took it
did
in college,
a
but I forgot it all.
Yeah. Wow! So you're just
it's
saying
also regional is the thing too. So like you might know different signs than I do because they can cool. a lot of them can differ. So that also depends. But, yeah,
Andrea, how long does it take to learn sign language? Like if I wanted to learn, how long does it take to learn all the words? There's so many.
Well, I mean, it's its own. It's a fully formed its own language. So like, I mean, I studied pretty intensively for probably 4 years before I passed.
4 years is what they would consider in like
yeah
school.
Before I passed my fluency yeah. exam. But you could boy. But also if you found like a deaf meetup where people were going that knew you were hearing and learning ASL and did that mm-hmm. a lot
yeah.
it's any other language as immersive as you can get yeah, is right. how fast you'll learn.
My favorite movie, obviously, aside from Coda, where it's used, is a movie called Sound of Metal. Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
I've never seen
it's
it.
So
I've heard
good
it's
on
amazing.
Amazon. It's about a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing.
Oh.
And it's that guy, Riz Ahmed. You guys know him, right? He's so
yeah.
good. Anyways, that's so sick that you know that, Andrea.
That is so cool. Andrea, my question is, were your teachers deaf?
Yeah.
Yeah,
most
okay.
All of my teachers, except for the ones who taught the like interpreting profession classes.
Okay.
That are different from the language classes because it's, you know.
Wow. But so you were learning from someone who's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a test and I missed it, but my teacher was deaf and I didn't know how to express to him that I already took this. He handed me the wrong test. I was like, I already took this test. And I did not know how to express to him, like, I already took this. So I just took it again.
Aww.
I was like,
Lauren, that's
no
such
problem.
A Lauren thing.
No problem. I will aww. Take it again.
I truly might have done that for aww. Any teacher, though. Yeah. Like English, math, it doesn't matter. Sure.
Aww. Okay.
Well, I'm going to hide.
All right. Well, okay, thank here. You for your knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. Thank anytime. You for all that knowledge. I loved it.
Look at the way that an Apple TV controlled his role
look
over
at that.
Sign language. Well, guys, I was just talking about the flakes in my hair, and I just got our Lola V in the mail.
I was literally going to ask you if you got Lola V yet because it's Jennifer Aniston's hair company and they are the sponsor on our podcast.
I know. We're really, really excited about this because like obviously she's so known for the Rachel that she of course had to have a hairline. How'd she not? Especially she's just...
She's the most iconic when it comes to hair. So Chris McMillan
yes,
would cut Jennifer Aniston's hair. And we all know that Jennifer Aniston's 90s hair is literally like what all our moms had. It's literally what I'm like aspiring to have now. And her products are like all black and white. The packaging is beautiful. It's cruelty-free. It's vegan. It's plant-based goodness. I looked it up because I literally washed my hair with the shampoo the other day. There's no silicones, no sulfates, no parabens. It is... And then... Literally, they also sent us, Ashley, this cult classic glossing detangler.
Yeah.
And this leave-in conditioner.
I saw that.
Oh my God, my hair has never felt softer. I don't know if it's just because it comes from Jen that I'm like, I am Jennifer Aniston. Not Rachel,
so
right.
For me, I have like keep all my hair products upstairs in my glam area. And I was like, wait, this I'm going to keep in my bathroom so that every time I take a shower and wash my hair, like my brush is there and then my glossing detangler is right there. And I never forget a day to have that. I also left the leave-in conditioner in right there by my shower. And they gave us an amazing wet brush. It's part of this collaboration.
Yeah, the white one.
And it is the best one I've ever used. It's like bends with your hair, like with each stroke. It's really cool. So we have this exclusive 15% off your entire order code. You got to use the code, which is get it at checkout at lolav.com. So again, unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. Our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use get it at checkout. It's 15% off at lolav.com, promo code get it. And just note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. And then when they ask you where you heard from about them, please tell them that our podcast sent you.
Yes.
Well, we should probably talk about the fact that I'm pregnant, considering this is the first podcast since I've announced. It would be kind of weird if I was just like, you know, just went about the whole day.
Yes, if you guys didn't know, Ashley's having another baby.
Another one.
What was it like announcing it? And what was like the... You felt like overall feedback you got from people?
Everybody's always so nice, you know? It's nice to be open about my life now because it's just like I don't even know what to talk about when I'm, you know, when you hide such a part of your life, considering that like I'm lazy as hell and like I don't leave the house.
You probably were like censoring like, everything you said.
So what am I supposed to say? Right. You know, like I'm like, I can't document my life. My life isn't very interesting to document right now besides the Disney trip.
How was Disney with...
Can I say one thing before the
Disney thing? Say a million things, Lauren.
Yeah. Because last week, Naz, when you were gone, we talked a little about the Disney trip. And then I got off that podcast and I just felt so bad for like a lot of things I said. And I feel really bad.
Wait, what happened and why do you
feel like I was on the Disney trip and I was like talking so much shit, you know, about like, you know, all the lines and the rides aren't that fun and blah, blah, blah.
We didn't talk about that.
Did we not talk about that?
You and I solely just talked about... the people who...
Okay,
adults.
That's what it was. The
Disney adults...
Really excited to meet characters.
And Lauren and I were like, this is weird. And then we were like, they're just in a costume. That's like you going to the costume store and geeking out over yourself in the mirror.
Okay, so now I said that and I was kind of harsh about that. And then
you were harsh because I was a little bit more subdued just because I had people coming at me when I talked about it on Instagram.
Wait, you talked about it on Instagram, Ash?
Just a little bit.
All I said was that sorry, not sorry. I think it's weird when adults like have full blown conversations with the characters and like get super excited.
It's not like super.
Let's like dive into this real quick because when I saw Woody,
we wanted to.
Remember? Do you guys remember I posted if you didn't see when I went to Disneyland over Christmas, I saw Woody and I was like, oh my God, it's Woody, and I was excited to get a picture. I wouldn't say I was excited that like. You know what I mean? Like, are you talking about me? Am I the problem?
Naz, because
I did take a picture with Woody and I got excited. But if you look at the photo and I could text it to you guys and I get near my phone, you'll die. There's literally older women like trying to push me out of the way.
That's what we were talking about. That's so wild to me.
No, Naz, you can totally get a selfie and be like, hey, what's up, Woody? Or like,
There are people that were in line waiting and they're like, oh my God. Oh, like holding their face. Like, oh my God. And I'm...
And then they were like carrying on conversations.
Like, I really loved you when you did it. Like, really weird. Okay.
Oh, I see. And you now mean, I'm like actually connected.
Yeah. I'm going back into that feeling where I was very frustrated and annoyed, even though I felt really bad afterwards. I felt bad because people felt joy and I didn't want to take it away from them in whatever way they felt joy. Okay.
Right. So, right. Which is, which is true. You know,
yeah,
like whatever brings people joy. I will say people in general, the concept of Disney adults, I think the average person thinks it's weird. I don't think that's weird to say.
Yeah.
And I love Disney. We all love Disney.
Yeah. I know I'm offending some people who I'm true friends with who would definitely call themselves Disney adults. And I'm just like, after going, I just think it's kind of weird because so many of the rides are gauged towards children. Like, Naz, when you and I went and we had so much fun, it can be like a lot of fun, especially on a slow day. And when you go on the adult rides and all that,
I think the big thing is for me, I don't understand people who go all the time. Like, even when I lived in LA, I would probably go once a year and that was like, okay. But then there are people who I know who like go like once every other month. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like not like what are you doing? Like, but like, genuinely. I actually truly want to know, like, what are you doing while you're there that you feel like you need to do it every other month?
Right.
True.
Because like besides a few of the rides, which like Lauren and Jared were obsessed with Guardians of the Galaxy, I wasn't able to go on, which is super unfortunate, which also makes me a little bit more like negative right now.
Oh, what is that ride?
It's like a high speed indoor roller coaster.
So,
and it's like it's set to like pop music. It's like the craziest thing they've ever seen.
Like, they play music as you go through essentially space on a roller coaster. It's so cool.
That's sick.
You're like on your own little like two seater basically, and like going so fast, like flying off of,
like, that's so anyways. Like Space Mountain fast.
Yeah, like fast.
Wow.
Anyway,
I love that.
Like, Lauren and Jared are two like kind of cynical people. So when they get off and they're like,
you were
holy
so
crap,
annoyed.
I'm so sorry, Ashley. That's like, I know it was that good. So I couldn't go on some of those really huge experiences. But like, besides those few focus rides, there's just not a lot of thrills there. So that's why I don't understand like the adults, because like, are you going on Finding Nemo
Did you go to Magic Kingdom?
I'm so sorry if this is so offensive. We went to everything besides Animal Kingdom, which I actually totally regret, because, well, Lauren, I mean, we've been there
for
we
Dawson,
should have done
though,
that
like Safari,
instead of probably
like seeing all the animals.
I know. It was a group.
I should have done one more day.
Naz, it was a group effort as to which parks we went to.
I would have skipped
the whole family thing. I would have too, except for these guys needed to go to Epcot to go on
Guardians.
They said that one
ride. That's how you're getting people to Epcot.
Yeah, they said that the entire day was worth it because of that one ride.
Wow.
But everything else at Epcot, I was like,
no,
what the fuck? I was like, there's not
no,
because
I went to college there. So literally in college, we'd go to Epcot to do drinks around the world.
Yeah.
And we would just like go there to drink and we'd drink
so,
it. We'd do sakis in Japan
around
and
the
like
world.
Tequila shots in Mexico. Yeah. They had like a deal or a package, Lauren,
oh,
where you could
okay.
go around.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they still have it. But no wonder they put Guardians there.
We had never been to Lauren and I had never been to Epcot, so I was just like really disappointed by that park as a whole.
But Animal Kingdom's a shit. I love Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, so in hindsight, I think Animal Kingdom would have been so much better for us just because Dawson wouldn't have loved it.
No,
your turtleneck
is
so
reason to go
good.
Back.
We should always wear turtlenecks.
I love turtlenecks.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, I'm not a negative Nancy towards
I was going to answer your question. Like, what are you doing? I feel like a lot of people have turned into what I noticed, because I hadn't been to Disney. Honestly, I hadn't been to Disneyland, Ashley, since you and I went up until December.
No, you must have gone once in between.
Because I don't like Disneyland. I come from Florida. I'm like, Disney World's so much better.
Yeah.
And how funny, after I actually felt bad, Lauren, too, after kind of speaking negatively about the park and how much it costs. Literally an article came out this week that Disneyland's getting like $1 billion renovation. And I was like, I did that.
You did that.
Yeah.
You did that.
Anyways, 100%. People, I did notice that the food quality at Disney World has just, it's just exponentially better from when we were kids. And I think people go, Ash, to have like the trendy sort of Instagrammy, like Dole Whip ice cream or the Mickey ears or like all these sort of crazy things that you can eat.
But if there wasn't a camera or a video, like a, then what are you, would you still want to go get that
food? Exactly. I wonder. Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. I'm pregnant and my entire lifestyle changes when I'm pregnant. Like I used to cook dinner and have a salad and then the entree every night for Jared and I, and then like whatever Dawson wants. And I just do not have the energy to be on my feet and doing that. And I'm pretty picky about my meals right now too. So we've gotten Factor. It's great for the new year. If you're still on your resolutions and you want to eat better, Factor's ready to eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and it sets you up for success in the new year, or like just convenience and easiness if you're pregnant or in a stage in your life where you're just like, I can't put energy into dinner every night. So you could skip the grocery store, the prep work, the cooking fatigue, and instead you can get chef crafted, dietitian approved meals delivered right to your door. They have 35 different meals to choose from each week. They've got keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie. I prefer veggie because, well, I like a lot of like pasta and like more plant-based things now than meat. Mm-hmm. And they also have 55 weekly add-ons, and you'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful options. You can kickstart your New Year's resolutions.
I love how many options they have because I'm the type of person that gets like sick of like eating the same kinds of things all the time. Mm-hmm. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they actually also have cold-pressed juices and smoothies, which are my favorite.
Oh, I'm going to have to order that next time.
Oh my God, the smoothies are the best. Energy bites, they have extra protein, they have veggie sides, everything to keep you energized during frantic times. So you guys can head to factormeals.com/getit50. Use our code getit50 to get 50% off. That's code getit50 at factormeals, factormeals.com/getit50, the number 50, to get 50% off. Have you guys ever been to Club 33?
Well, I've heard about, I think Club 33 is only at Disneyland, isn't it?
Is it? Do they not have it at Disney
World? What is it?
I know it's like the adult
lounge.
Like
a Soho house you have to be a member of, and you have to make so much money to even like be in it.
Oh.
And they have like different,
you have to get like exclusively invited. Last week, and they were like, what do you do? What do you do for a living that you're going to Club 33? Like, what is your income and who are you as a person?
But also, isn't it not that cool inside? I hear that when you go inside, it's like, oh, you can get some hors d'oeuvres and like a glass of champagne. And
I've never been inside, so I can't speak to it, but I have friends that have been, and apparently some of them are like really cool. But yeah, I think, is it just like a Michelin restaurant? Like, I don't know. There's different in Disneyland. There's two different places. I think there's one in California Adventure and there's one in Disneyland. So,
well, Ash and I went to the Star Wars Cantina. So we basically are the coolest people ever. That was awesome.
I am obsessed with, do they have a Galaxy Far, Far Away, like Star Wars Galaxy at Disney World?
What is that?
They have a whole section.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a whole, like with stormtroopers walking around.
Star Wars
is the best. Yeah. I love Star Wars.
Is the best.
So they had like their club, their little like bar there, and it was cute because Dawson got an apple juice.
He was at a bar with an apple juice. It was awesome.
So funny. That's so
and just
cute.
Farting up a storm at the bar, just being the king of the bar. Star Wars. Yeah, he was so stinky.
Ash, did you get stopped a lot at Disney World? Because I remember when you came to Disneyland, you were like, remember you were so happy because everyone knew who you were.
I was so relevant then. I was like on the show when we went. I was like, Paradise was airing.
Yeah, that was like your dream.
This time, yeah. It was fun to get to a Disney World. It is fun to get recognized.
But not so much
and
this time.
I need to now read to you a little, but a good amount. Oh, what do you mean?
I didn't see anyone come up to you. Don't lie to the viewers.
Oh, yeah, we had a lot of people. What are you talking about? I had a lot of people come up to me. Maybe it was mostly at Magic Kingdom, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't give a crap. I mean, I love it. I love it. But I wouldn't be offended if nobody came up to me, is what I mean. Okay. Club 33 comprises a number of private dining clubs located within various Disney parks. Opening in 1967 inside Disneyland,
The club was modeled after numerous VIP lounges created by blah, blah, blah. But,
I think we're going to get a lot of shit for this podcast.
Really cool aspects about it. Really, really, really silly aspects about it. But overall, I came home from this trip and I was like, you know what? That was a good time.
Jared is asking me every single day to go back. My husband really? Is a Disney adult.
But he doesn't act like it when he's there. He acts like he is so having an okay time. You know?
I know.
Wait, isn't that so Jared's MO so, in general?
I guess
like,
so.
Unless Tom Cruise or Tom Brady is like there. It's like
or Rob.
What
Thomas,
else?
Yeah.
What else is he
or Rob, yeah.
outwardly excited about?
I don't know, but like, yeah, I would never think. And then like he comes home and like every day is like, Ashley, when can we go back? I just, and I'm like, that's so really cute. Adorable. Like, I love that. Is.
That's yeah. really cute. That's cute.
And like he really, and he's not even like a huge Beauty and the Beast person, but he like wanted to go on a date to the Beauty and the Beast, like whatever that's called.
Wait,
the
restaurant. Do they have a date?
The restaurant.
Wait,
I would
guys.
Love to have, but I am like, this is, here's something. I'm just so fucking pregnant and like I hate myself right now that like I can't even fathom going on a date because I'm like, we should probably go on a date. And I'm like, but I really would rather stay aww. Home. Like yeah.
You don't want to get dressed up or anything.
But we need
I
to
don't
talk about
get
just, dressed up. At
Ashley,
all.
Can I tell you that like even non-pregnant people, like everyone I talk to in LA where we have sun,
mm-hmm. like you have sun and warmth and
no,
not pregnant.
But you know what's crazy? No one wants to go outside. Like it is full hibernation mode. Like it was
really?
Raining yesterday. Yeah. Like it is crazy. No one wants to go out or do anything. I don't want to go out or do anything. I think everyone just needs to honor that we're in winter and that we just yeah. need to not be doing stuff.
I guess like, that's what I keep thinking. I'm like, okay, but if we were to go out, then I'd have to like, then I'd have to go in the cold and it's dark so early. And maybe we just have to get through like the next 45 days until the mm-hmm. sun stays out till 7.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it's 45 days.
And we're
fine.
It's only 45 days.
And then I'm yeah. like, I'm going to get nauseous on my way to the restaurant because I wouldn't have eaten. And then I'll get there and then nothing on the menu will sound good because all I can really eat is chicken tenders and fries, which I wanted to tell you that the food quality is good at. It's good there because I had great nachos and I had great chicken tenders and fries all the time and great fountain sodas. And that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. I just all the fountain sodas.
This is the most I can any sentence ever. It's like when people say they have great food, they talk about like tri-tip they've had in Argentina. And I'm just like,
just speaking to that remark. About they had honey mustard for my chicken tenders and you're able to order on the app and the app delivers your food within 5 minutes. Oh, and then there's a nice man. So Jared, so Lauren didn't go to Magic Kingdom with us, but
Lauren,
so I was
not
with,
go to like the one that has like fireworks.
Well, she made a huge mistake in that because yeah, that was the one that Dawson liked the most.
Made a huge mistake.
And I, and,
why
and
would
it was
you go to, yeah, why
most fulfilling.
Because I was thinking about
there.
Disneyland Magic Kingdom and I was so bored there last time.
No, but let me tell you, Disneyland, it's just called Disneyland here. It's not Magic Kingdom, which is annoying. So it's that's right. just Disneyland. And I'm telling you, but growing up in Florida, this one, they need to renovate. But the Florida one is amazing.
Okay, well, I fucked up, all right? Well, I guess Jared's planning
you know
another
why
trip,
too?
So I'll see it soon.
You know why too? Because Sleeping Beauty's castle is the one mm-hmm. here, and that one's Cinderella's castle.
Yeah.
And Cinderella's castle.
The Cinderella's castle
superior.
Is a lot more impressive.
It's
but
so
Lauren
cool.
stayed at the Four Seasons that day and got a little spa treatment, and I was very jealous.
That's a dream.
Of the fact that she got to stay a day at the like a full day at the hotel like that. Mm-hmm.
That's very
because that
nice
was my favorite part of the trip, except for like watching Dawson on the magic carpet ride and like It's a Small World, which cannot believe It's a Small World is still there. It is the weirdest ride of all time.
What? It's a Small World is so pretty and fun.
It's such a strange ride. You go
so
room
cool.
to
it's
room
like
and listen
different...
to the same lyrics over and over again. But he loved
but
it.
In Spanish aww. And in Hawaiian.
Yes. And then he
so
was
cute.
Every time the boat would go into another room, he'd be like, whoa! Whoa!
Oh my God, that's so
it was,
wow.
It was
my
so,
heart would
it was so cute. I mean,
my
that's why it's there, is because 2-year-olds go, whoa!
I go, whoa. You need to see it during Christmas because that is when that ride pops off. Like, It's a Small World during Christmas. It's stunning. It's so cool.
It's funny. I still think The Little Mermaid is very well done. And there's a few that I could, and then, but like,
I haven't been on a Little Mermaid ride. What is
you
what
and
is
I did
ride?
A Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland.
What was it?
It like takes you through the scenes. And then at the end, Kim Triton's cool. He's like in the water.
I don't even remember it.
And they're married and they're waving.
Oh, I do love that. Oh, wait. I have a great game we can play.
Okay.
Okay. So I watched Beauty and the Beast the other night because, you know, I'm a normal Disney adult.
And yeah, I saw that you watched that.
That movie is just so fucking good. That's the greatest love story ever.
It really is. It's a good one. I watched. Wait. I'm sorry. Can I cut you off for a second?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So Dawson and I watched it when we got back from Disney World. And he, because favorite. He saw a lot of Beauty and the Beast. He saw like,
he the did the sing along,
the sing along, the and then he saw the theater thing. And then like something else probably.
Right.
And then, so we watched it, but he didn't really pay attention to like, literally it's only Aladdin for him, only Aladdin until the end. He's wow. playing with his stuff on the floor.
Wait, and with the shooting stars and
they
stuff?
When the shooting stars start, he starts looking at the thing and then they kiss. And then he looks up and he goes, more. And I go, you want more kiss?
Ooh.
I rewound it and then rewound it on the Disney Plus, which is a little challenging. And then he goes,
full circle.
And then I play it and he goes, I know, I had to make that connection. And then he like watches it and then he goes, more. And
he likes just the wants beast to turning, keep watching he likes kiss. The beast turning or just
wow.
the,
no, he's the kiss? No, I mean, just the kiss. Wow. He's so romantic.
He's so horny kisses. For, you know, maybe he's having,
he loves
like,
kisses.
I love that. We it's love so that. Funny.
That's the best part of the whole movie.
It really is. That movie's so
good. But anyway,
good.
Yeah, you watched it.
Okay, so one thing I noticed about myself while we're on that topic that Dawson loved, that one scene, mm-hmm. is that the three of us have talked about this before. I never literally got the hots for like Beauty and the Beast is my favorite Disney movie, like number one. I think Hercules mm-hmm. is probably number two now, but and Aladdin 3. But I never had the hots for the Beast when he changed into a human.
But you like him as
now
a beast.
I think you guys know my type in men is actually very, very similar.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Beauty and the Beast and I go, it was him all along. Like this
it was him all along. You
I'm like,
grow
he's
into him.
So hot. Like to me, it was always Prince Eric was superior, but I was like, no, this is like my type is who the Beast turns into.
People give the Beast in human form so much shit. They like
why?
Roast him. Like if you watch TikToks, they show him like turn and he's like this, and everyone's like, oh, that's what we're waiting for. Oh, but
that's
he's stunning.
I mean. Yes, he's stunning. He
stunning.
Is, he's so hot.
That's
he's
so hot. Weird.
I'm like so appreciating him now as a 33 year old.
Yeah, I can't believe how little we get of that version of him.
I know. Like, we need more. We
yeah,
need
that's
we
why it's sequel. So exciting though when he turns because you're like, this is the 1 minute I get of him being hot.
So the game I want to play with you guys is when I was watching with my friend Sadie, we were obviously talking about Belle, obviously talking about Belle's winter outfit. And I was like, wow, I go Belle's winter outfit is probably number two after Red Jasmine. I'm like Red Jasmine's like
Red Jasmine's
number one
the best
fashion.
Outfit.
Like
it's
that is
super
the greatest.
Sexual to be really. Cause I watched it like every other day with Dawson.
Actually, what are you doing?
This outfit is super it's super like that outfit is racy.
So I thought it'd be fun for the three of us to make a list. Lauren, I feel like you should helm this of like what the greatest secondary outfits are like, and we should rank them because I think it's Red Jasmine. And then I think it's Winter Belle.
I can't even think of any
I can't think
movies.
Of any others.
Are those the only girls that have wardrobe changes?
I mean, those are the only girls that I really care about.
And then
I mean,
we said Ariel's, Cinderella. With Ariel's wedding dress.
Yeah.
But actually, low key, her little wrap on the beach.
Her toga.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's actually probably more sexual.
That's number
than
two,
even her
think?
Seashells cups. Yeah.
I have a graphic that you can consult.
Thank you,
Andrea. Oh, we have a message.
This is incredible. What is it?
Oh my,
oh my God.
Wait,
are you fucking kidding me? Of course there's a costume changes in Disney films. Oh, of course.
So Pocahontas only had one outfit, which is so unfortunate.
Wait, Tiara had a lot. Tiana. Oh,
whoa.
Esmeralda. Okay, so Okay, so oh yeah, Ariel does have a bunch. The pink Ariel's one Ariel wears, blue. Her pink one is so good.
Her pink one is the one is their winter outfit. She just puts the little parka on top.
Yeah,
you're talking about Belle.
Yeah, Belle. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Ariel's pink one.
Oh, the blue sparkly one.
The blue sparkly one is.
Wait, when does she wear that blue sparkly one?
When she like emerges from something.
That one's the best. Yeah, when she emerges from the ocean at the end. Wait, that one's probably number one, to be honest.
Yeah, that is number one.
When she gets her legs.
That's number one. And then Red Jasmine's number two.
Her permanent legs.
I love how we shit on Disney adults, and this is like our podcast.
We did it fully shit, guys. This should say,
hi, we're hypocrites.
Wait, this graphic? I could stare at this graphic all fucking day.
Okay, so the other one that I like recognize, like that I can really say, I mean, there's Sleeping Beauty, but I don't really care about her. But Cinderella, her that pink one, that brings back thought feelings
because they were sewing that together. Oh my god, the one that was destroyed.
Yeah. That scene, Ashley, that pink one when the birds and the mice are putting it together. I actually posted this. That was the first scene I ever saw in film that made me realize I loved fashion.
I can see that.
It's they were like sewing the bow scene. On and remember the blue pearls, and I was like,
so funny.
I was so excited by it.
I can't believe what this podcast has turned into.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Man, thank God for BetterHelp. We were literally just talking about how you know how like during winter, you just don't want to leave your house. You feel like you're in hibernating mode. I am like in so self-care mode, and I can't think of a better way to care about yourself during this winter season than BetterHelp. Like Ashley, I feel like I am just coming into loving myself more, and my relationship with myself is so much nicer and so much more graceful because that's the one that I'm working on, and I've really benefited from therapy. And if you haven't experienced therapy personally, I just want to tell you guys that there are so many benefits to it. Like to have someone to go to and talk to and work through all of life's challenges and not react, you know, in the moment to people has created so much less chaos in my life. And I literally cannot recommend therapy enough because it's literally the place where you can go to work through all that stuff, whether it's with your friends, work, significant other, or anyone. And so if you're thinking of starting therapy, I highly recommend giving BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And so that's why I brought up the whole winter season, because you can do this from the comfort of your own home. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can actually switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah. And if you're dealing with some seasonal depression, they can help with that too. Speaking about not wanting to leave your house, right? All right. So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today and get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/get it. All right. Well, off the topic of Disney, I obviously like I'm on the couch and in bed as much as possible. Because I'm pregnant and miserable. But like, let me just clarify for everybody else. Everybody out there is asking me how I'm doing, which is very sweet. I'm far better than I was with Dawson. Like, holy mother of God. That was the worst experience of my life. But like, yay. I still don't feel good. And like, I threw up four times today.
Today.
But that's so we're doing really well.
No, like 24 hour span. Four times 24 hour span.
Damn. When you throw up, is it like a lot or is it like...
Well, not to be graphic, it can be anywhere, which I don't need to be graphic, but I'm going to be. Like, could be just like, oh, I didn't eat and for too long, and it's like just like bile and mucus. Mm-hmm. And then there could be like last night, just like an entire plate of spaghetti. And I just don't think that I think that tomato sauce should be off the menu right now.
Yeah, it feels very acidic.
It's very acidic.
I think that's what
tomatoes are too acidic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't a good sitch. But anyway, yeah. So I've been, you know, I had to get a show to binge, and I made it Breaking Bad, which Lauren did a couple months ago, and it's so just good. As good as everybody says. It's
and so my good. Mom watched all the seasons.
Don't judge my mom.
In
mom.
What, a one week?
No, she did not.
Yeah, she's got a lot of time.
You guys, no, she did not. You guys, she didn't have a car this week. She didn't have a car this week.
She
didn't have a car.
She couldn't go anywhere.
So okay. She stayed home and she just watched Breaking Bad, like your apparently 10 hours a day.
Life. Your mom
incredible.
Has my
I'm like, mom, she's like, mom, where are you? This is the second day. She goes, they just shot a boy on a bicycle. I'm like, how are you on season 4 right now?
That's
this is
wild.
Insane.
Yeah, and she didn't skip any seasons.
We think she fell asleep in some episodes because there's just no way that she there's no way.
Yeah. How many seasons are in Breaking Bad? 7?
There's 5.
6?
Only 5.
Okay.
And the first season is only 6 episodes, but it's a total of 64 episodes, I think.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's still she dedicated. It was like,
does she love
50
Walter
hours.
White?
She loves him.
I want to see. I'm curious
Cranston
to see how
really
he
acted the shit out of that.
I know. Like now, I get it. Like he should have won every award that he won.
Yeah.
Every
single I wish award. I saw it during award season and stuff for like Golden Globes and Emmys and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can't be beat, but like Aaron Paul's acting is also like incredible.
So good. I love Aaron Paul.
And I just never understood the appeal of Aaron Paul until this.
No.
I think I have maybe, but not like for real, you know.
But do you understand? Like, did you get his appeal before?
Yeah, I always thought he was hot. Yeah.
I never got it. And now I get it.
Yeah.
Actually, wait for this specific scene at the gas station where his eyes are just shimmering. I'm going to send it to you. Now I have all these fan edits saved. I'm going to send you all the fan edits.
Oh my God.
Wait. Are you guys gonna watch Better Call Saul now?
Oh, is that a spin?
It's a spinoff.
What?
Yeah,
it's a spinoff.
Wait, first before I get into this, did you?
Wait,
see...
I thought Mom and Dad loved Better Call Saul.
They did.
Saul.
They accidentally started it before understanding what it was.
No, but
no
Better
way.
Call Saul. It's that's better though because Better Call Saul is a prequel of how Saul becomes Saul.
Yeah,
I don't even know who Saul is. Guys.
Kind of mixes
He's
together.
He's the lawyer.
I don't know if I'm there yet.
Oh,
I'm only
oh you're in the middle
2.
Of it. I forget.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Ashley, when you're done, there's a movie called El Camino.
Camino,
a Breaking
yeah,
Bad
I
movie
heard
that
about
you can
El Camino.
Watch on Netflix.
Did you watch El Camino yet, Lauren?
Not yet. We're saving it.
Okay.
El
for
Camino
a really
is good.
Sad
and that's
time.
By Vince. That's by Vince. Okay. It's a little slower, but I liked it.
But let me tell you one thing. It's so unbelievable how it started in 2008. And when you watch the show, it feels so dated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and then you think 2008, like what? That's my adulthood. And it's like, well, actually, Ashley, that was 16 years ago, which was still your adulthood.
Yeah.
Kind of. I was 19.
No, you're in
I was 19. Yeah. Yeah, I was in college.
That's
I was a sophomore
adulthood.
College, 2008. So maybe it wasn't real adulthood.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So crazy. There's that. But it's weird the way you can watch something from 2008 and it just looks it. And then like their phones are flip phones. Mm-hmm. And like she's like leaving messages on like her answering machine at home.
Yeah. That's why I love watching Sex and the City because it's honestly, I think anything that I watch where there isn't like smartphones brings me so much peace and less mm-hmm. anxiety.
It's more calming. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's just more calming to me.
Every also horror like, movie has to take place in a time before smartphones or else it's too easy to get out of a horror movie. Do you realize that?
I know.
Yeah.
Because you
just like,
call
someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, order an Uber, get out of there. You know,
right.
So much. Yeah.
That's why serial killers were such a thing of like the 80s.
80s, yeah.
You know, because it was so easy. There was like, there weren't surveillance cameras.
No cameras.
That's
no
another
trackers.
Thing that makes this show work because like if there were smartphones, there's no way that he would get away with this stuff.
No.
Correct.
No, no.
Another thing is Sex and the City is being delayed till 2025.
Oh, that makes sense because of the strike. We're going to have a lot of delays.
I know. Like, that's
going
to really suck.
Did you see that Sex and the City is coming to Netflix? So for all of you guys listening, yeah.
But it's already on HBO. Yeah.
I know. But for people who don't have Max, I think they're licensing it now to Netflix. Which
so does that mean that only Netflix has it?
I don't think so. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I think Netflix will also have it.
That would be super
crazy. I watched the episode last night where... Miranda wants to get an abortion
mm-hmm.
and Carrie, did you guys remember this episode? I forgot about it. Carrie lied to Aiden about ever getting one.
Yes.
And then she goes back to the saloon and the waiter mm-hmm. that she had it with. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this mm-hmm. scene?
And he doesn't remember her
at all.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, it's me. Yeah. And he was like,
that's like in the non-E version.
I think
that's one of the
me.
Scenes that they click that they edit out.
Probably because of his abortion. See the bar. Yeah. That's so silly. I thought it was
That was a crazy episode.
That episode's amazing. I guess
I'll just be watching more because it's just going to be popping up on Netflix. I'm like, sure, we'll do it again.
Yeah, well, you know, old school Ashley is like, I haven't seen it in so long because it hasn't been on E! Lately. They keep playing Modern Family. I'm like,
but you don't watch it on Max?
No, I never watched it on Max. I only watched it on Max when I like binged it during COVID.
Oh, I only watch it on Max.
Well, yeah, because you don't have cable. I mean, I have YouTube TV. Yeah.
What's your guys' favorite Sex and the City season? Because I want to dive into another one today.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know. Content over Carrie's looks. Like, Carrie's looks, my favorite, is season 2 and 3.
Like, and her hair is amazing.
Honestly, I feel like the one where she's having an affair with Big, because there was Aiden, there was Big, there was, like, drama, and she looks pretty good. Yeah. And Natasha, when she falls on the stairs and Natasha breaks her teeth, I feel like that's a really good one.
Okay, well, so do you want to tell us a little bit about Sundance?
Sundance was the shit. Like, Sundance made me realize that how much I love movies. And it was really cool to notice that in myself because I didn't realize that I could watch 2 to 3 movies a day.
I was wondering how you did that. This is what I say after I watch like 6 hours of Breaking Bad. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how you watch 2 to 3 movies a day.
It's the same thing as watching 6 episodes of something. Some people watch 5 movies a day. I could not do that because I'm like,
so I couldn't sit up. Like, are you having lounge chairs in the theaters?
No, they're like regular theaters.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you even like let one of the movies stay with you when you're watching that many, you know? But I obviously
blend together.
Kudos to those people. But I saw like 2 to 3 a day.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
I saw this movie. You guys are going to bawl during this film. It is the greatest coming of age romance, comedy, drama. It's called My Old Ass.
Uh-huh.
And basically this girl, Maisie Stella, she's such a star. She's like Canadian. She plays this girl who's about to leave home. She like lives on a farm, and her 3 friends like go take like mushrooms or something like in the forest. Like they all like live out near nature, like this farm. And her older version of herself appears to her on like a trip and is played by Aubrey Plaza. And she's so fucking just cool and funny. And it's about like talking to your older self. And she basically is like, don't go near like a guy named Chad. Like, just And that's all I'm going to leave you guys with.
That's very funny.
That's really fun.
It was the last movie I saw at Sundance. And I was hysterical. Like, sometimes we cry for movies, but we know we're going to cry. And sometimes just a little.
Just dripping.
Guys, I had my scarf like that. It was a lot. And it was unexpected. And I think those are the
stars born whales.
No, A Star Is Born, I cried. I was crying more in this one.
I know that you didn't feel the same way, but you cried more in this one? Is it sad or like coming of age tears?
I don't want to give it away. It's just, I don't know. I just fucking loved it. I feel like if I tell you why, it'll give it away. And I just want you guys to see it. My Old Ass is incredible. And then there's this film, Lauren, I know you would love because it's like a thriller and it's kind of like bodies, bodies, bodies. But it's called It's What's Inside, and it's directed by Greg Jardine. It was sold to Netflix at Sundance for $17 million.
Oh, okay, I have a question. Like, what is Sundance? Like, what do they do there? Oh. Like, why are these movies chosen? Like, I don't understand this.
Okay, so at film festivals, that's where independent storytellers and directors show their film, and then that's where studios and streamers can come to buy them.
How do you get into Sundance?
It's like really hard. You have to apply. It's like a massive competition.
Okay.
Like, and then Sundance itself is a competition. Like in the next couple of days, because it's ending now, they'll announce who won each category. You know,
that's
like
cool.
US or documentaries and stuff. And it's just so sick. I saw 8 movies, and I'm like, God, like there's so many cool storytellers out there. So many amazing like female directors. just like really dope shit. There's this movie called Freaky Tales, which was I was obsessed with.
I love Pedro Pascal's Freaky Tales.
That's one that you would like. It just feels like you're high the whole time. Like, it's such a trippy.
Did you cool see the movie. Sasquatch movie people are talking about?
I didn't
about?
See Sunset Sasquatch. Okay. No. I heard people were like throwing up.
People were like, apparently it was so disgusting and I don't know, yeah, just bad.
There's a lot. What's cool about Sundance is sometimes for some movies, it's the first time people are seeing them. So mm-hmm. like people were telling me that like showing your movie at Sundance is scary because it can like really make or break your movie. Like mm-hmm. I think there was a Steven Soderbergh film called Presence and I literally was at Sundance and I didn't see that movie, but I was reading articles and they were like, people walked out, like they couldn't handle that much anxiety, but he still ended up selling it because it's Soderbergh. But
how do you get tickets to a certain show?
I really want to see my old ass with you guys.
What? Yeah. Like okay. How many showings of these things are there?
How can you get
every day? So I had a press pass. Thank God. You can buy tickets to the film, but there's theaters everywhere in Park City's like one street. In Utah, mm-hmm. it's like a strip, and there's different theaters. Like, there's a theater at the high school. There's the theater at like a center. There's the Egyptian theater. Then there's an actual movie theater in the town, and Sundance takes over all the theaters. And okay. then at different times, they play different movies, and you like sign up or go wait in line for one.
Do you have to like have a press pass, or can anybody partake?
No, you could buy a ticket to go to Sundance, but you have to like. It's a whole thing. I actually wish it was a little more accessible to the average person. Like I applied for a grant because I'm like Latina and, you know, I cover films. Mm-hmm. But it's really expensive because Park City is just expensive, you know.
Just to, like,
and then you have to like get everywhere. You have to be on shuttles. Like it was my first year. Oh. But it's so cool. Like I actually really want to go to Cannes now.
Yeah.
Like I just love film festivals. I'm like, that's sick. You just get to party and be around people and then you can like go watch movies all day.
I love it.
And they're like new, cool, really great movies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now,
we should all go to Cannes. We should do like a podcast from Cannes.
As long as there's like an activity and a time with a ticket to sit, I would love to go. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I have a question about them selling it to Netflix. And it's like, just in general, Netflix, like they paid $17 million for it. But like, who doesn't have Netflix? That's going to be like, you know, for this movie, I'm going to buy a Netflix subscription. Because isn't that just the only way that they're making money?
Yeah, but they're also, the thing is they also need to upkeep like how amazing content they have or you wouldn't like continue to be a Netflix subscriber, you know, like if there was nothing new to watch on Netflix ever.
Right, because I would have gotten rid of it years ago if it still had the same four movies on it. Yeah.
And Netflix, like especially after the Academy Award nominations, they crushed, like they had the most nominations out of any streamer. So they are investing in like good stories. I will say I was kind of bummed that Netflix bought it because I'm like, this movie's so good. Like it should be seen in theaters. But I think Netflix may do like a limited release, you know, before it comes out.
Wait, what's that one that they bought again?
You have to see It's What's Inside. Ashley, you have to see My Old Ass.
Yeah,
you
both have to. That sounds like me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lauren, you have to see It's What's Inside. And then everyone should go see Freaky Tales. Those are
like, when
is
it going to be on Netflix?
Oh, wait. I forgot. There's one called Hitman with Glenn Powell. You guys, I have the biggest crush on Glenn Powell.
Yeah. Lauren is never going to get that.
Lauren does not get it. Glenn Powell is so handsome.
I love him in Top Gun. Like, I get him in that role. That is perfect for him. But I'm not going to get him as, like, I wouldn't need to go on a date with him.
Just wait until you see Hitman on Netflix, I think, in June. It is on Netflix.
I know.
Just wait until you see that movie, Ashley. Okay. And we're all going to be here in June talking about it. And I'm going to be like, I told you guys.
He's so clean and pretty, though. Like, he's just like the preppy guy.
I literally didn't even know he was in Top Gun. He was like so forgettable to me.
Are you kidding? He was like the moment for me in Top Gun.
I just thought he was from that movie, Sidney Sweeney. I had no idea that he was in
it. What? Are you kidding? Lauren. I literally subscribed to a playlist.
He's Iceman's like prodigy. Basically.
Yeah, I literally subscribed to a playlist after I saw Top Gun Maverick called Why Is No One Talking About Glenn Powell?
Everybody was talking about
exactly.
him.
Exactly. It was so hot. No. Like, he needed
I don't know what planet I was on because I thought everyone was talking about the other guy.
Miles Teller?
Yeah, Miles
Everybody
Teller.
Everybody was talking about Miles Teller too.
Glenn Powell's single. Miles is married, you know?
Right. So.
Anyways, I can't wait for you guys to see Hitman. Hitman's really good and based on a true story. And he wrote it. or he half wrote it with Richard Linklater and produced it, and he stars in it, and it's amazing.
Okay.
He is. Well, do you know why I love him and why you guys would love him? Is because mm-hmm. he's saving the rom-com.
Well,
he's literally
we just our also
Matthew McConaughey.
Have absolutely no desire to see that movie.
Did you see
it
that
looks
movie?
Awful.
I didn't see anyone but you either, and I don't have a desire to see it because of what people have said to me about it. I'm saying the trailer looks awful.
Okay,
in theaters. But wait till you see Hitman.
Okay, so but like I can't believe it made $100 million at the box office.
I can because people want rom-coms and we're not getting
well,
them.
But we really want more good rom-coms.
Stories
we want rom-coms that are like look the way that they used to with us and like aren't.
Bring back the flip phone and rom-coms, and then I'll get on board.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Have you guys seen The Love Witch on Peacock? It's like 95% fresh on the tomato.
No. Order. What is this?
No, I got one show at a time, guys. God.
Is it a show?
No, it's a movie. You both need to watch it tonight. Lauren, look up the aesthetic.
What is it?
It's like a vintage aesthetic, and it's about this witch, and she's like going on revenge, and it's like potions and tarot cards, and it's so campy. It's almost like, I want to say it's so bad it's good, but it's not even bad. Ashley, look it up.
It's from 2016.
Yeah, but it looks like it was made
70s,
in like the
60s.
70s. Yeah,
yeah, but that's not my thing. That's Lauren's thing.
You don't like that it. Aesthetic, Ash?
No, you know I hate the 70s. Makes me nervous.
It's not like that. It's more like blue eyeshadow. Like
this still
make
makes
you
me nervous.
Yeah, makes her nervous.
Okay,
give me 80s, 50s, and then we get skip 60s and 70s. We'll go to 80s.
That's
and it makes
so,
it feel safer.
How are you and I friends? Because 60s and 70s is me. Maybe opposites attract. Lauren, if you watch it, please tell me what you think. It's
for
so
sure.
fucking good.
I have a
you
list of movies.
Watch that one tonight. Watch it tonight. Love. Do you have Peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got it all, baby.
Lauren's too busy watching Love on the Spectrum with Hunter, though.
I already watched it all. I'm done. I watched it all. It's so
she
good.
Is her mother's daughter. all right, guys. Well,
she starts the show. She finishes it that week.
Yep.
Guys, right. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you.
Love you. Very goodbye.
Love you.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.